the Chargers will have it for the second time. A turnover after a couple of first downs. Things look good, but you know, Luke Boyers, as we saw when he was in the pocket and normally where he likes to run, he stood there and didn't seem to want to get off much of the edges. See how he handles drive number two. It's first and 10 from the 22-yard line, moving right to our left. Ball on the right hash mark this time. 2x2 the set. Jenkins, the tailback, takes the ball. He is hit and tackled at the line of scrimmage. The linebacker, Reagan Robertson, in on the tackle. No gain. Second and 10. Jenkins carried the ball 33 times a week ago. Right under 400 yards for the season. Again, winds howling around. A lot of fans, obviously, from Champion are here. They have traveled well, as expected. Second and 10. Boyer, shotgun, turns right, zone read, handoff. Jenkins trying to break the ankle tackle, cannot do so. Still bear crawls to the 28-yard line. He will pick up six, let's call it 7 yards, and bring up third down and 3.
Had some daylight, too. Had a nice opening, and ankle tackle stops him from making a big gainer.
Yep, if he is not tripped up that time by the linebacker, Logan Green, he's still running. Third down and about 3. Clock at 8:25. Chargers are down 7-0. Boyers to throw. Looks to his left. Now he scrambles that direction to the numbers. He looks out. He has a man dragging. It's Reed Cantrell. 1 foot is down at the 31-yard line. That is only a gain of 2. And it'll be short. It'll be fourth down.
Well, I know Coach Kaiser is a gambler, but I don't think you gamble here. Fourth and 1 at your own 30.
Fans for Tybee like it. Here comes the punting unit. Carson Kaiser took over. He's got 4 punts. After the injury to Ethan Lang, a punt last week for 41 yards. He's got a lot of ability.
Well, and right there we saw Boyers move laterally. He didn't look fluid. He was a little stiff, but, you know, maybe it's still trying to loosen it up.
Nobody back for the Antlers as this ball spun well with the wind at the back that time as Kaiser boots it inside the opposite 30. Ball goes out of bounds, and you'll happily take that. That's a 45-yard punt, no return, as the Antlers thought there was going to be a fake coming there. They didn't see it.
Yeah, well, that's because that's Coach Kaiser. He'll fake a punt or two every game. He'll have an onside kick every game, and he's very aggressive. He likes to push the edge there, and so I just think first quarter you're at your own 30. If you don't get that, man, that's going to give them another short field.
6 plays, 45 yards on the touchdown last time through. Trapper Pinnell played quarterback. He's still there. He's a Division I prospect. Myers next to him to the right will go to the slot right. He creates 2x2 the set. First and 10 from the 25 as the ball is picked off at the 23-yard line.
Oh,
Lane Wood had it,
out.
But he's bobbling it towards the near sideline. Goes out of bounds. The head linesman says he does not have possession. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, he caught it, and it was a matter of was he controlling it when he stepped out of bounds. I'd sure like to see the replay on that.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to show it here at the stadium. That looked like it was a pick. Great job by Lane Woods. Second and 10. 3-down lineman in front of Pinnell. He looks to his right. He flings it out there. McCoy makes the grab outside the numbers to the 30, to the 35. First down as 3 Chargers have to drag him down in the white jerseys across the 39-yard line. Pick up of 14 on the play and a first down here for Tyvee.
Basically the same play. This time the defender wasn't up as close.
They go quick. First and 10. Handoff Middleton. Tackled low. Lane Wood on a stunt is in there first. Sam Dillard collaborates on the stop. It's a gain of 1 yard to the 40-yard line. Clock at 7:07 and ticking. 7-0. Antlers in front after taking advantage of a Champion turnover. Shotgun snap for Pinnell. It's over his head. He grabs it. He knocks it down. He looks to his left. He flings it out. Middleton's got it at the 41. Left side. Makes a man miss and then gets hit low at the knees at the 45 to the 46-yard line before Sam Dillard makes the tackle. It is a gain officially of 6. Let's call it 7 yards. It'll bring up third down and 2.
Yeah, Brent Gault, first man there. He hits him on the shoulder, slows him down, and then Dillard comes, finishes them off.
Chargers on their heels. It's third down and 2. Pinnell the throw. He looks right. He swings it out again, but Middleton drops the ball incomplete. And, you know, it is important to note, Bowen Fjord is not playing in this first half. He was thrown out of last week's game. So the new safety that steps in is Will Purcell is playing a lot here tonight. Leighton Parker is also going to help in that spot. And without him, you lose a big guy.
Yeah, and right here, I'd be leery of a fake right here. You're at midfield. It's fourth and 2. And this is a rivalry game. This is the type of game you see fake punts.
Cole Myers is the punter. Pinnell is the short man. Fourth and 2, snap to the punter. Myers boots it away. It's a lower kick. It's into the wind. It hits at the 20, and this is going to be a problem as it goes by Jaden Needs and is going to roll inside the 1 yard line.
Wow.
That's a great punt. 53, no return. And we talk about the kicking game. You can't forget about the punts. That's what makes such a big deal. And for Jaden, he gave up 20 yards of field position instead of fielding that at the 20 where it hit.
Yeah, and the deal was he was taking a funny bounce, so he just didn't want to get caught up in mishandling in that and having another fumble. So he just kind of got away from that and ended up good coverage, pinned him down back at the one, but we've seen the Chargers go 99 yards before, so this isn't anything new to them.
7-0 Kerrville. They scored after the champion Chargers picked up two first downs and fumbled on their own 45-yard line. Five plays later, it was a touchdown score through the air. Boyers and company challenge. Tamari Jenkins, the running back. Got one receiver, J.C. Moreno, goes by himself to the left. First and 10 from the 1. Boyers, option left, keeps it, tucks inside the 5, gets down to the 6, maybe the 7-yard line, before Cole Mixon, the senior, makes the tackle, pickup of 6 on first and 10.
Yeah, and that time Boyers looked a lot more comfortable running on that ankle. He had to plant on that left foot. He looked a lot looser there.
Clannon and Pike go to the left. They'll send Cantrell to the right. Tamari Jenkins to the neck, right of the quarterback. Takes the handoff. He's got a hold of the 15. First down across the 21 and diving to the 23-yard line. Touchdown saving. Stop on the back end by Damian Hernandez. But the sticks will move, and a healthy, healthy pick of that time of yards.
Yeah, and they've run twice up the middle like that, and Tamari's had some big gains, and he's come close. He's been one tackle twice from breaking that.
First and 10 from the 22-yard line, 5:35 to play, quarter number 1. Swing it out to the left side on a run-pass option to the 25. Clandon makes the grab and is taking it towards the sideline outside the left part of the field. Give him 6 on the pickup. Good job is Tyler Clannon. He's really become the go-to guy for Luke Boyers here this season. As champion going quick, Tyvee not set. Quarterback rolls right, swings it out. Reed Cantrell makes the grab. Stiff arms the man to the first down to the 40. Up to the 42 outside the numbers of the right side of the football field that time. And another quick pickup for Bernie Champion. Tybee's trying to run people off. They are out of position after the gain of 15 yards.
Yeah, and I think that was an RPO run pass option. And Boyer saw the receiver wide open, made a nice throw to him.
From the 42-yard line, first and 10, moving right to left. Play action. No, the quarterback keeps it. Boyer's inside the 45, tucks it down to the 47. Before he is hit and tackled, it'll be a gain of 5. Got licked up front by the linebacker in the process. And that's a talented player out there in Kerrville Tyvee that can do a lot of damage for them. And Garrett Klapas, as the Chargers again hand it off.
Out.
There goes Tamari Jenkins to the 40. He's on his feet to the 30. High stepping as he's tackled inside the 26-yard line. And a chunk play again. For the Chargers, they catch Tyvee off guard, give it 27. That time to Tamari. As Jenkins takes it on first and 10, chain's not even close to set from the 26. Tamari gets to the 24, gain of 2. It'll bring up second and 8, but the Chargers at their best when they go as fast as possible, Kerry.
Yeah, and that was the third time they run that play up the middle, basically a trap play up the middle, and Jenkins has come close, oh so close, 3 times to breaking that.
Clock ticking at 4:05. Second possession. Make it third possession here of the game for the Chargers. Second and 8 from the Tyvee 23-yard line. As
there
the
goes.
Handoff up the middle. Jenkins breaks a tackle inside the 10, and it'll be goal to go. Great job by Tamari as he grabs extra yards. 15 more for the tailback, who stepped to his right from the backfield and somehow found a little bit of the seam. Goal to go from the 7-yard line. Boyers hands it off, and this time Tamari is hit at the line of scrimmage. He will get the line of scrimmage, maybe a half yard, but better surge that time by the Antlers. Tackle made on the edge by Harrison and Hernandez.
Yeah, that was a good vision by Jenkins on that last play before this one. He ran right. Then he hit the cutback lane, and that's where he got all that extra yards.
Goal to go from the 7, second and goal. Boyers keeps it. Option to his right. He's hitting the backfield, and down he goes. Hayden Poe in on the tackle. Loss of 3 yards back to the 10. And it'll bring up third down and goal for the champion Chargers.
And Tyvee snuffed out the last two plays pretty well. Good pursuit there. Good penetration by that front line. And really not giving Boyers or Jenkins any room to run.
Clannon is slot left. He's got Davis Pike to the left. Reed Cantrell, the big play guy, is wide to the right side. Goal to go from the 10. Man in motion is J.C. Moreno coming right to left to create the trips. Boyers to throw. Looks over the middle. He's got Cantrell wide open. End zone. Touchdown. And the Chargers strike on third and goal from the 10-yard line to make it a one-point game with 2:41 to play here in the first quarter.
Yeah, just one-on-one coverage on that right side. Cantrell basically runs a little slant route. Basically what you call a post route. Runs right at the post, and Boyers hits him in stride. Touchdown, Chargers.
Well, for Reed Cantrell, the sophomore has his third score of the season on his third catch of the game. Extra point, so important. Wilbur Ramirez making his debut. Spot is down.
Blocked.
And it is blocked, and this is returnable. There go the Antlers. They've got an opportunity to take it all the way back for extra points. And Jack Patterson is tackled at the 1 yard line.
Wow.
From behind.
Horse
there
collar,
comes a
too.
Flag coming in. But what a job to sprint the length of the field and make the tackle. I think that's Caleb Suber.